The miracle which led to the beatification of Mother Maria Ines Teresa Arias involved the healing of an infant who allegedly fell into a well and suffered life-threatening injuries. According to the medical report, the child was experiencing multiple organ failure. His brain was unresponsive, his lungs were infected, his kidneys were blocked, his liver was inflamed, and almost all of his organs were failing. The pediatric neurologist in charge didn't give her much of a chance of survival. At the time, the Poor Clare Missionaries of the Blessed Sacrament, a congregation founded by Mother Maria Ines, were celebrating their 50th anniversary. The child's grandmother and several relatives had asked the community to pray for the baby and brought an image of the nun, which was blessed by a priest, and then placed the image at the head of the baby's hospital bed. And within a few days, the baby made a full recovery, and not a single injury was present. The doctors themselves attributed the healing to divine intervention. Mother Maria Ines Teresa of the Blessed Sacrament was born in 1904 in Ixtlan del Rio Nayarit, Mexico, into a Catholic family. She was a cheerful and sociable young woman who participated in family life like all the girls of her age. While Maria Ines Teresa Arias was reading Story of a Soul, the autobiography of Saint Therese, she discovered not only her vocation, but also the presence of God in a very special way within her. From then on, Therese of Lisieux was not only an example of life, but a heavenly ally and friend who inspired her for the rest of her life. Because, as she wrote in her memoirs, "If I entered a cloistered order, it was because of the immense desire to imitate, to the best of my ability, my favorite saint, Saint Therese of the Child Jesus." On July 7, 1929, she entered the monastery of the Poor Clares, who, due to the religious persecution in Mexico, had transferred to Los Angeles, California. Her days at the convent were filled with joy. Like Therese, she offered her daily sacrifices to God to win souls for heaven, and on December 12, 1930, the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, she made her first profession, and in 1933, she made her last. On the day of her profession, she had promised Our Lady that she would make her love throughout the world, taking a sacred and most beautiful image to every country under her title of Saint Mary of Guadalupe. She was a poor clare of the cloister for 16 years, and it was during this time that her desire to be a missionary matured more and more, not only through hidden prayer and sacrifice, but also through the desire to do what Saint Paul so strongly advised us to do: send evangelizers to countries of infidels and thus win many souls for God. Despite being immensely happy as a novice mistress and feeling true love for her sisters and community, she began the founding project of a missionary order. On August 2, 1945, she received a document from the Holy See approving the founding of her work in Cuernavaca, Mexico, and moved to Quinta Jesus Maria, the first house she lived in with five sisters, who went with her to form the new congregation. In 1979, Mother Maria Ines also founded a male institute, the Missionaries of Christ for the Universal Church. Her missionary zeal, her profound yearning to make God known and loved, her thirst to purchase souls for God, is tangibly concrete in the work she founded, which made her cross borders and deal with all kinds of people. On July 22, 1981, after having spoken the words, "Yes, thank God, we are finished," joyfully closed her eyes to the realities of this world, to open them to eternal beauties. Blessed Mother Maria Ines, pray for us.